For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Calmer winds are giving firefighters in California a chance to slow wildfires that are burning everything from mobile homes to mansions. KCBS reporter Keith Manconi.
The weather is giving those firefighters a brief respite today. Johnny Kyle with the National Weather Service in Sacramento says right now we're only seeing light winds in the area.
But tonight and in the morning we expect the winds to pick up and we expect the north winds to increase 15, gusting about 25. So any strong winds concerns us.
Those winds are expected to die down by Monday evening or Tuesday morning.
Two fires have destroyed dozens of homes and forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate, including the entire celebrity enclave of Malibu. The fire in Northern California's Butte County has destroyed the mountain town of Paradise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Fire Brenda Snipes! Protesters in Florida call for the firing of Brenda Snipes, the election supervisor from Broward County, after the state said the election for governor and Senate were so close, recounts must be conducted. Andrew Gillum is the Democratic candidate for governor.
Today, a state-mandated machine recount will commence in the 67 counties all across the state of Florida. Our team has organized a cadre of hundreds of volunteers and lawyers to spread out all across the state of Florida to ensure to a fair and an accurate count in this process.
Authorities believe the pilot of a small plane that crashed in central Iowa, killing all four on board, may have suffered a heart attack. The student pilot was trying to attempt an emergency landing, but the pilot suddenly had a heart attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump is being criticized for not finding a way to visit a cemetery in France for Americans killed in World War I. USA Radio's Rick Vincent says other leaders have had more success.
The iconic monument at Vimy Ridge serves as a reminder of Canadians' wartime sacrifice. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made another visit to that memorial one day before the world marks 100 years since the end of the First World War, saying servicemen and women and veterans maintain the noble cause of the military.
Through your bravery and your dedication to your country, you honor the memory of the young men who died right here on the battlefields of Vimy Ridge, and indeed all service members who have paid the ultimate price.
Heavy rain prevented President Trump from visiting an American cemetery at the site of a 1918 battle in which the Americans and French repelled German forces. It's 50 miles east of the French capital. The rain prevented the helicopter from flying to the site.
The Trump administration has been criticized by humanitarian groups and some members of Congress for its support for the Saudi-led coalition fight against the Houthis in Yemen. Secretary of Defense James Mattis.
We've got to move toward a peace effort here, and we can't say we're going to do it sometime in the future.
Officials say it will likely have little impact on the fight, but will allow the Trump administration to say it's taken action against the Saudis for the devastation in Yemen. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.